This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurandkam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the DMK government ignored the welfare of youth, farmers and women and also failed to respect Tamil cultural values. Mr. Modi said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development.
बीते 11 वर्षों में केंद्र की एनडीए सरकार ने सिर्फ डिवोल्यूशन के माध्यम से करीब 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए तमिलनाडु को दिए हैं। ये कांग्रेस डीएमके उनकी जो गठबंधन वाली सरकार थी केंद्र सरकार में वो जो करते थे उसकी तुलना में करीब 3 गुना अधिक दिया गया है।
Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this while interacting with the media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography headquarters in the Netherlands. Mr. Vaishnaw said that his visit is aimed at understanding advanced technologies related to lithography. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said that the textile sector has seen a tremendous growth in the last decade from 8.4 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to around 16 lakh crore rupees today. Inaugurating the 74th India International Garment Fair IIGF 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that domestic market has also increased from 6 to 13 lakh crore rupees in 2025, while the country's exports have also witnessed over 25% rise post-pandemic. Development of Northeastern Region Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today inaugurated 5 development projects worth 270 crore rupees and laid the foundation stones for 3 projects worth 95 crore rupees in Tripura. The projects aim to improve road connectivity, power access and promote livelihoods in tribal and remote areas. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. Preparations for the 77th Republic Day Parade celebrations are in full swing in the national capital. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade took place on Kartavyapath in the national capital today amid rainfall. The rehearsal showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity. On the occasion of Republic Day on Monday, Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all the lines to facilitate the movement of people to Kartavyapath and enable them to witness the Republic Day ceremony. The 12th Kolkata International Children's Film Festival officially commenced today, centering on the theme Treasure Hunt, Exploring Bengal's Cultural Heritage. Organized by the Shishu Kishore Academy, the festival aims to bridge the gap between the new generation and Bengal's rich cultural traditions. Two-day bilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States are underway in Abu Dhabi, marking the first direct summit between all three countries since Russia's full-scale war with Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series in Raipur tonight. Put into bat first, the visitors posted 208 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, the hosts overhauled the target for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.2 overs, riding on Surya Kumar Yadav's unbeaten 82 and Ishan Kishan's 76 runs. With this victory, India now lead the series 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.